Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them some thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness.
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, welcome back to our show, guys. It is 4:05. And gals, everybody, kids. We've already done 1 hour of radio broadcast here on COVIDcast number 59.
It feels like so much more.
What does?
Feels like we've been doing this for more than an hour.
Hey, there's our boss.
Yeah.
What's up, boss?
She's going casual boss with her baseball cap today, letting us know that she's hip and cool.
And that's the
and
Portland.
Relates to the kids.
She's got a Portland Diamond Project hat on.
Yeah. I got my A's hat today, although I'm not wearing it currently. Mm. But yeah, go A's. The Portland A's.
I've got Tiger King news coming up.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Carol Baskin. All you cool cats and kittens are going to like this. So we'll have that. In the news, Wheeler and Brown are fighting again.
Yeah, it goes without saying.
They just can't get along.
No, dogs and cats. Joe Exotic and Carol Baskins. Have you seen some of the Joe Exotic, Carol Baskins, like Father's Day cards?
No.
I've enjoyed some of these out there.
When's Father's Day? When can I expect... my kid to forget a text.
I should know this since I'm a father, but it's coming up here in, I think, a couple of weeks. I want to say like mid-June, right? Late June we get Father's Day, something along those
Shouldn't
lines.
Shouldn't you know that? Let me see.
I probably should, but why should I be in charge?
Do you
charge?
Do the, on your phone, do you do the
I don't have the
holiday thing?
Don't have it.
Why not? But they don't have that on your stupid phone that you have?
Not that I'm aware of.
Father's Day is June 21.
See, look at that. I was right.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is there, right?
19
there.
Days until
yeah, Father's Day.
My kid forgets about me or needs money.
Yeah, on Father's Day, do you have to cut a check? Is that one of those?
Hey, he reminded me yesterday was the first of the month.
Oh.
Yeah. Politely reminded me that, hey, you know what happens on the first of the month, don't you?
Yeah. I am not one of those dads, by the way, that, like, I don't know. Father's Day and birthdays for me, it's like you don't. Look, just give me an attaboy, all right? Yeah. Hey, Dad, you're...
It doesn't matter.
Dad, you're not the worst. Like, here's a piece of carrot cake or something. Yeah. High five, son.
We don't need much.
No, I don't need a day of some sort of weird, you know...
Right.
You know, it's like...
That's expectations, yeah, and nobody likes
here's
that.
Here's a tie and some socks. Yeah.
Let me go play golf. Leave me alone.
What is the... You know what I want for Father's Day? Don't spend any of my money. That's what I want. My just on that day,
God,
just
yes.
Leave my bank account alone.
That's for my birthday.
Yes. And Father's
Day? What am I going to get you? My wife's like, what do you want? I don't want anything. I seriously want you to spend $0 on that day.
Leave the bank account alone.
That would make me
That's
so happy.
That's what I want.
All right. Well, so a couple changes coming to sports because, well, there are not going to be any fans.
Yes.
At least initially. A couple of things that people are debating. One, in Europe, or maybe it was the German Soccer League, whatever that is.
That would be Bundesliga.
Yeah, some soccer telecasts are piping in boos and cheers.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what Joe Buck was talking about. He just said that part of the, and he took some flack for it, and he said that basically when the NFL comes back, it's all but guaranteed. And his thing was so much of the game, especially if you're doing play-by-play, is some sort of crowd reaction. And I don't know if necessary, because he walked it back and didn't necessarily say boos or cheers, but just ambient noise being there. That'd be weird to have just this sterile environment and then doing play by play. So that doesn't surprise me.
Are you down with that?
Yeah, I'm down with it.
Yeah. I mean, think it's going to be so weird watching sports without fans.
Well, the only thing, because I have not seen any of the Bundesliga, but I have watched.
Why not?
Because I don't care about soccer. And I don't.
Bundes better than Liga.
And I don't care about La Liga. I don't think it is. I think La Liga and the Premier League, I think those are the two.
I was making a joke.
Those are the two biggies.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Those are the different leagues.
I love those players.
Clearly.
Good dudes.
Yeah. Messi and all those guys.
Love those guys. They make a lot of money, those guys.
Yes, they do. But, you know, you've seen whether it's a NASCAR or you've seen some golf events. I have checked out an inning or two of the Korean baseball. And I will say that it is not the same.
Well, the NASCAR.
Without fans.
I don't think NASCAR is all that bad. I saw some of the race.
Sure.
And it's just, there's still the sounds and everything, and you don't even, you forget that there's no fans.
Yeah.
Because they're moving fast and, you know, they drive and stuff. Baseball, I just think would
they
be.
They move fast and they drive and stuff.
I think baseball would be so different.
Yeah.
Especially, and football. Mm-hmm. Like.
Football to me would be, it would be bizarre.
So weird.
Because so much of the home field advantage is built in, even the NBA, right? Can you imagine, you know, when this comes back and it's going to feel like you're watching a scrimmage, right? It's odd. The play is going to be great, obviously. Well, maybe not, but the play should eventually get back up to what we're used to seeing in the NBA and the playoffs and the intensity, but it's going to be bizarre. I will say, though, that from the one that I've actually, it's not the same because you don't get the juice and the vibe off the crowd, but the UFC, which... Casual fan, not a diehard. I think it's really interesting hearing the fighters and the corners in the UFC fights. That has been really, really interesting. And if you were allowed to get that with the NFL and the NBA and even baseball, if you were allowing them to be mic'd up and that was the sights and sounds, I'd be on board with it. I think that would be. I don't think you can.
Well, you could, but I don't think they're going to go for it.
Well, I don't think the leagues. I mean, you saw what happened when the XFL tried it. Like, that thing turned into a major, major issue, right?
And players. Are you talking about, like, football?
Yeah.
I just don't think coaches and players are going to. I mean, I know they do it from time to time, but they do it sparingly, and guys know when they're mic'd up, and then they're cheesy, and they just put on a show. Like, you know, J.J. Watt puts on a show. I just don't think most coaches and players would go for it. Even though it would be awesome. That would be, you want to talk about improving sports telecasts.
It'd get uncomfortable real quick, though.
It would. But for those of us that aren't, I mean, it wouldn't for guys like you and I.
No, but it actually, it could for, not for us, but it could be for the players too, because you're saying something kind of in the heat of battle and next thing you know, that's getting picked up and maybe you said something against an opponent or you.
Yeah, no, I get that. It's just, and you're always going to have, you can't, there's no way you could do it.
Yeah.
Because people are too sensitive and you've got all this. I'm just saying, like, for most of us, we understand the heat of battle and things are going to get said. That's not the cool part. The cool part is hearing the behind the scenes of how they go about talking to each other on the headsets or talking to, you know, giving a pep talk to a player on the sideline or something like that. You know what I mean? Like the other stuff, some of us can overlook that. And it's just like, yeah, you know, we get it. We've played sports. You understand things get said. That's not all that interesting. It's more the behind the scenes stuff. They're just never going to go for it. There's no way they could do it.
Well, I remember I've told the story that I got mic'd up during one of the NFL Europe games and I knew, and they just put a little pack in between your, the back of your shoulder.
So
pack.
All the Scottish people were listening to you.
Yeah, well, it was,
in Scotland, right?
Yeah. It was an American broadcast, but we were playing in Amsterdam when I was mic'd up. And when they cut to us, it was during like a timeout and we were in the huddle. And we were talking about the red light district. That was the conversation that they cut to. And
well,
apparently it was not.
They mic'd you up.
They quickly cut away and then they never went back.
Right. Right. See, that's what I mean. Like, it'll just be stuff like that. Yeah. And that's not on you.
That's on them.
That's
on some broadcaster who didn't listen in. Like, whoever was working the truck should have heard what we were talking about and been like, don't go to him. Don't go to him. Don't go to him.
And this guy's right. There should be a mature rated broadcast where if you're. Like, the warning is there.
Yeah.
You know, they rate movies like this. Just let us, for those of us that can handle it, I'll watch that crap.
Yeah. I know you're not a UFC guy, but if anyone that is, Mike, Do you watch any of that? Are you a
UFC? Yeah. Sir? No.
Okay.
Not
so you
all.
Haven't said. I just I wasn't interested because I'm sure we've got some MMA bros out there that watch hardcore. Again, casual fan. 503-250-1080. Have you enjoyed those broadcasts? Because you do get to hear stuff during these MMA fights, during the UFC fights, that you don't normally get to hear. And I do. I think it's been pretty interesting. And I wonder what the trade-off is for people. The lack of crowd, lack of energy,
right?
But you get the you get the fighters and the chatter, you know, in the cage that you would normally get because it's drowned out by the announcers in the crowd.
I think it depends on the sport. They're all different, and they're all going to be weird in their own ways because of no fans. I wonder if for football, is football kind of like USC in a sense, UFC, in a sense that it's such a gladiator sport that intensity can't go down?
Yeah.
Or with no fans, will intensity of football go down?
See, I think it'd be more an effect on baseball or the NBA. I've always said this about football.
The intensity of it?
The intensity, I think, of the NBA or Major League Baseball would be more inclined to go down than the intensity of football or hockey.
Right.
Because
you have to be...
You're going
to
get your ass whooped.
Yeah.
There's a difference between if I'm out there and I'm having a lackluster game in the NBA or Major League Baseball, right? I swing and I miss a ball. Maybe I get lit up on the mound. Guy burns me, knocks a three in my face, you know, dunks on me. If you're playing football, whether you're talking about practice, whether you're talking about a scrimmage, even a football camp, all it takes is one or two times of you getting your ass whipped before you're going to figure out that this is going to be a long day unless I get it going. So I've played in plenty of camps, scrimmages, practices where it starts out pretty tame. And before you know it, it's out of control. In fact, when you're in the NFL and now it's gone to college and high school like this, you know, they don't do pads a lot anymore. So when I first got to the NFL, it was a shock to me because up until that point, there wasn't contact in any of the levels I played without pads, right? You either were in half pads or you were in full pads. But when you were in shells or no pads, it was very much just a kind of walkthrough tempo. I got to the NFL and you're not allowed to wear pads a lot during practice. And so I kind of had this mentality of, oh, well, you know, it's just kind of a no. You find out real quick that the guy across from you doesn't give an F that you don't have pads. And you're going to go and you're going to go hard. And it's a really big deal in football trying to get guys to bring down the intensity. Like coaches will pull you inside and say, guys, it's practice. Stop hitting each other. Stop tackling each other. Stop punching each other. But you just can't because you're punching another guy. You're hitting another guy. And the intensity level just naturally ratchets up. So football and hockey will not have that problem.
Question for you. I was talking to the boss, so I don't know if I missed it. Did you bring up the fact that the Bundesliga has been piping in fake crowd noise?
Yeah, that's kind of how this started.
I've been watching some of those games.
Do you like it?
I do, because watching it without fans was really awkward. And having the crowd noise, even though there's some missteps with it because it can't be perfect. I think in one of the games, Dortmund, even though they lost.
Ah, Dortmund, those jerks.
Even though they lost the game at the end, they had the chance as if they won.
Overrated.
Because it was just like generic crowd noise. So I thought that was really, it was strange, but I thought it was cool. It was like, it helps build the energy of
it. Did they time it right? Because it's live.
They tried to. Yeah, I mean, if there's an attempt going forward, you know, the crowd kind of swells a little bit and there's a little bit more noise. And then there's the, oh, if it's.
That'd be kind of fun to be on those controls.
Yeah.
Like somebody scores and they're like, so you mess it up. Sucks.
You see a glimpse of this. You've seen Bull Durham, right?
What?
The movie?
Yeah.
Well, they did throwback. I guess in the early days, especially in the minor leagues and then in the major leagues way back, the broadcasters weren't at the games. You know, for the minor leagues, for, you know, the Durham Bulls guy wasn't going on the road with the team. And so there would be someone that would be relaying him what happened. And then another guy in the booth would make noises. He would have two sticks that he would bang together to make the sound of the bat. And, you know, they'd have crowd noise pumped in and they would do that on old radio broadcasts. That's how you used to have to do it. So, you know, it's not without precedent that this has been happening, that maybe you get some guys back there, like you said, working a soundboard and they're just working the buttons, trying to match up the crowd crowd noise to what they're seeing on the field.
Text a fan, text line 503-250-1080. New number, 503-250-1080. A couple of other thoughts on this and the sounds of sports coming up next. Then we'll get to you in the news. It is 418 on the fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
In the news is coming up next, you guys. Ted Wheeler, Kate Brown fighting, mommy and daddy. But first, we're talking about sports with no fans, and some sports have come back. Like you mentioned, UFC, NASCAR, we've seen without fans, and neither are too bad. What else? Soccer, they're piping in crowd noise, mm-hmm. and some like it, some don't. I haven't watched that yet, but I think I would be for that because it's just so odd not to have it.
Yeah.
And then the idea of miking up players and coaches for baseball, NBA, or football when it comes around, if they come around, would be a very interesting and cool dynamic. I really don't think the leagues are going to be able to do it.
Well, I'm assuming that that's going to have to be collectively bargained, right? I don't think that, I don't think you can just mic players up and say, hey, here you go. So I'd be interested to know exactly what you would need to do that. I think now when they mic up players, at least when they did it to me, they just came up and said, hey, are you willing to do this? And you're like, yeah, I don't care. Throw it on. But, I can't imagine that they can force players to do that. Now, could they use the sideline mics to pick up whatever they want? You know, and that
well,
way,
you would
that
hear
way technically
more.
You're not miking up players, but you've got the sideline mics.
Well, without crowd noise, you would hear a lot more.
Sure, and you already do. I mean, you like I said, if you've watched any of the sports, you certainly hear more than you ever did before.
So maybe. I don't know. I'm sure that they would address that before they broadcast football without fans, but it would be interesting to find out how much we would hear.
Yeah.
You remember when they had the whole helmet flap about the NFL didn't want to admit that it's old helmet. They didn't want to go to a new helmet because that would be admitting that their old helmet was bad and would open them up for liability, concussions, and everything.
Sure. So they kept using outdated helmet technology, which now everyone knows has been deemed unsafe.
One of the things that came out of that, because there was a company in Oregon, out in Hillsboro, that made helmets for the military,
uh-huh.
and.
They're soft.
Yeah, they're soft helmets, and the technology was just light years better than the NFL helmet. And we had one of the guys on, I think, something around that.
Yeah.
And I remember him saying that one of the dirty little secrets about the NFL and the whole helmet thing is that they absolutely love
the sound,
and they think it's part of their brand, the crack of the helmets. Yep. That sound, and that sound would not... with the helmets that these guys were making, that sound would go away, and the NFL hated that idea.
Yeah, there was like a soft, cushy. Think, remember, Mark Kelso and one of the 49ers offensive linemen are famous for it. They looked like the Great Gazoo. There was like a topper that went on the top of the helmet, and it looked like a little mushroom cap, like you're playing Mario, like the little toadstool. And they said that was made of a soft material. And they said you can make an entire helmet out of that or put that on top of existing helmets and it would go a long way to reducing the blow. But yeah, it makes no sound because it's a squishy material that's meant to absorb blows and the NFL doesn't want it.
So that I just wonder how much of the, you know, cracking of the helmets and those, you know, those sounders we play here, all that stuff we're going to hear.
Spray was talking about that the other day when you the John Randalls of the world or the Aaron Donalds now and JJ Watt, whenever they show them like up close in one of those NFL films or NFL film things, there's always that weird, just guttural back and forth between offense and defensive linemen.
So in a sense, the NFL or college football could sound better with no fans because you get some of the, for lack of a better term, violence, or, you know, you get some of the hitting and mm-hmm. such. The NBA, I think, would be very odd. Well, baseball would be super odd because
so much downtime.
It's just quiet.
Yeah.
Except for the crack of the bat.
Yeah.
But the NBA would be interesting because you'd get, because you ever been in a gym when guys are playing,
it's just squeaky
sneakers and the swish and everything are very important sounds for the NBA. But I feel like with no fans, those sounds would be totally overwhelming and annoying. So I think on the NBA, they should pipe in crowd noise.
Yeah, so if you're going to pipe in, the NBA and Major League Baseball to me would be the two that you would definitely need it, or I think that you would miss it the most.
All right.
What about hockey too? Hockey would just, you know, it's, you get,
yeah, what about hockey? Just the skating sounds cool.
The skating sounds cool, but I don't know how that would work.
The puck hit, or the when their stick hits the ice.
Yeah, there's a lot of
smash into the boards.
Cool sound.
Yeah, there's a lot, and it's so fast paced that there's more noise than there would be, certainly in Major League Baseball, even in the NBA, there'd be a diverse.
But the NHL playoffs, the fans are so good.
Right,
it's not going to happen.
Well, and so I asked the question to UFC bro.
Yeah.
Right.
What did they say?
If you missed it. And to a man, we got, you know, 8 to 10 responses, and they all said the intensity is certainly there, which was my point of, you step into a boxing ring or a cage and someone's trying to take your head off, you're not going to be lackluster, right? You're hyper-focused. You know what it's about. And while a lot did enjoy the, because the intensity was the same, you enjoyed the back and forth between the fighters. They did say the one thing that is missing, especially in the big fights, is the crowd reaction. Like if you're in a, especially in the MMA, you know, because sometimes there's not always a ton of action, right? It's more kind of back and forth or ground and pound type stuff. But all of a sudden someone catches someone with a shot or does a takedown, there's an instant, oh, and that sort of thing. You can even hear the announcers get excited about it. And so not having that when there's a great exchange back and forth, they even admit that the intensity is there, but it lacks something without that sort of, the crowd reaction to a big moment in a fight.
Yeah, that's interesting. That, I think that will be so fascinating to watch. Like we were talking about momentum in college football.
Sure.
If there are no fans in the college football stadiums, what does that do for the home team?
An NBA, LeBron comes down or whatever. Lillard comes down and hits a dagger three. LeBron throws one down. And, you know, they're flexing and mean mugging and the crowd's going nuts. And you can feel the momentum shifting. On a neutral court in Orlando, I don't know what that does. I don't know how you quantify.
Does momentum go out the window in a way?
That's what we were asking the other day.
I don't know if it goes out the window, but I certainly think it opens the window and leaks out a little bit.
Yeah, it can't be the same. It just can't.
Yeah.
Because you feed so much off of the crowd.
I remember so many times being in games or standing on the sidelines, you know, in the NFL not playing. And you're just in such a hostile environment and you're battling your ass off. And then all of a sudden the other team breaks a big touchdown run and it just breaks your back and the stadium feels like it's coming down upon you. And you're just, you have this, you don't even mean to, you just have this, oh my God, here it comes. Right. Or being on the road and you silence a crowd, right. And you snatch their heart away and the crowd goes silent and you can see the other team. You can see them. You can see their will breaking. And so much of that has to do with the environment and changing either for you or against you when you got 70, 80, 90,000 people. Anyone that's gone and played at Autzen Stadium, I remember my first game that I actually played in was at Alabama. You better believe that had an impact, right? When I got put in the middle of the second quarter because of an injury as a redshirt freshman, I was about peeing my pants. I'm walking out there and I got 90,000 people yelling and screaming and I'm in charge of snapping the ball. I've never been more scared. If you didn't have that crowd, that's a completely different experience.
But then you've got, you know, people like this guy says, fan text line again, 503-250-1080 is the new number to reach us. From my experience, you don't hear anything during the play. It's afterwards. And you notice it if you're on the sideline, but when you're out there, do you really notice the crowd? And
not while it's going on.
So how much does it matter for momentum?
Well, again, in football, I can tell you that when you're trying, it's 3rd and 6 and you got 80,000 people, you sure as hell notice it because you can't hear the audible.
Right. You're just uncomfortable.
I've told this story, but I go back to Alabama. It was my first game, second quarter, center gets hurt, redshirt freshman, Sukanik, you're in. And we were in the gun, and I remember being so nervous and sitting there looking and like waiting for the quarterback to give me the hut, hut, hut. And I was like, what the hell's going on? And I look up at the play clock, and it's at like 3. And I look underneath my legs, and he's freaking out telling me to throw him the ball. couldn't hear him. And I just wasn't, you know, I wasn't used to that. And then of course I threw a bad snap and, you know, all hell broke loose. That was my that was my first play ever.
With no fans, you would have been a Pro Bowler.
I would have been fine. But, you know, that environment, yeah, you may not necessarily notice the crowd every single time, but in football, when you're in a hostile environment and you can't hear, at old UW, when we played at Old Husky Stadium, we had to put hands on each other's legs. So I was the center and the guard would put his hand on my thigh, the tackle on his, or you'd hold hands. And then when I would snap the ball, the guard would let go, and that's how you went. That has a huge impact on a game, not being able to audible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, during games, in action, absolutely a football crowd has an enormous impact. Find me an elite edge rusher playing at home, and I will give you a giant advantage because you're trying to block – you know, one of these, you know, you're trying to block Von Miller and you're playing at Mile High and you can't hear the snap count. Hey, have fun. Have fun with that guy getting a jump on you.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Somebody else texted and said, if you're a football team with a really tough road schedule, are you rooting to play in front of no fans this season? Hell yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah, you are.
Yes.
Ohio State's feeling great about coming to Autzen if there are no fans.
You know, the one that scares me more than that is North Dakota State.
Yeah, they'd love that. Well, they all do. Anybody coming to Autzen loves it that they were coming there without the fans there.
It's a tough environment, and you're coming in there, especially as an underdog, and you don't have to deal with the crowd noise. You better believe that that will have an impact on that game.
All right, Mommy and Daddy, you're fighting. That's next on In the News. Here's Mike.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
I'm watching Mike groove in there to this song, Slow Burn by Durante.
Ah, yes, Durante. I often listen to them.
I'm the winner of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, Mike is our official dance leader.
What?
Well, you know, he won the poll question yesterday.
Yeah, wouldn't he then be just our official, like, he's like our drumline major?
The poll question was, which fan personality would most likely win Dancing with the Stars? I guess that was 2 days ago.
Oh, Captain, Mike Captain. I know, which is weird because Mike's awkward and white.
Do you think you would do good on that?
No, I wouldn't.
No.
I mean, I can
take instructions and learn.
I don't mind dancing. I've taken ballroom dancing lessons.
Have you?
Well, but yeah, but it's like
haven't one most of those guys been dragged to that.
Yeah, right. I actually thought it was kind of fun. Like if you're looking for something good to do with the missus, I'm telling you.
Look, no, it's not watch football.
If you need a little something to kind of light the fire, if you can't get lucky after a ballroom dance class, then I don't know what to tell you. So there's benefits to going to that. And I actually thought it was kind of fun. So would I win? Oh boy, I don't know. I don't think I would be the worst, but there's got to be someone here with naturally more rhythm than I do.
You're looking at him.
Yeah, the great Isaac Rock.
I can move. I used to love to dance.
Did you?
I did, yeah, as a young guy.
Yeah. Like, I don't mind. Like, if you go out, like, every now and then you go out and you, you know, you find a little dance floor somewhere and the music starts going. Now, it usually takes me a couple beverages to get going.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
Well, like, what do they say? Beer helping white guys dance since, like, you know, 19 whatever.
It's like karaoke.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah, you got to get
lubed up.
You got to get lube the deals.
All right, it is June 2nd, 2020. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Today, the most honorable name a man can have. It is National Bubba Day.
National Bubba Day?
Yeah.
I don't... What is National Bubba Day?
Well, Bubba. A Bubba. You know what a Bubba is. A Bubba is like...
I don't.
You don't? You never heard that? Like a Bubba? Like a big... Well, the stereotype is like a big southern dumbass.
Okay.
Big fat southern dumbass. But a lot of people are named Bubba. Maybe bigger guys or
okay.
we were talking about at the start of today's show.
I will tell you that my father-in-law, who I couldn't stand, he called me Bubba.
My dad called me Bubba as a kid too.
Yeah.
He called me Bubba and I don't know why, but he did. He's like, hey, Bubba.
Yeah. He used to call me Bubba and I just, you know, it's one of those things you just kind of swallow cause you're like, yeah, you got to keep peace with the in-laws. But yeah, that was always one that, I wasn't a big fan of.
It is also, so if you're Bubba, it's your day.
Well, I'm sure some people love being Bubba.
Or the name Bubba. Some people are named Bubba. Like Bubba Watson.
Yeah. That's a nickname, right? No one's really named Bubba.
I don't know if we have many named, like their actual name is Bubba.
Because Bubba Watson would be the most famous Bubba, right? Besides Bubba Gum Shrimp. But I would assume that Bubba Watson is a nickname.
His name is Jerry.
Yeah. I don't.
Or is it Gary? It's a G-E-R-R-Y.
I just can't imagine.
Which is that? Is that Jerry or Gary? I think it's Jerry. Jerry Lester Bubba Watson Jr.
Huh.
Gergich.
Parks and Rec. Well, there's a Bubba Wallace in Racing.
Yeah.
But his name is Daryl.
Yeah, Daryl, nicknamed Bubba Wallace.
Yeah, there's no... Like, no one names their kid Bubba, unless you hate them.
It is also I Love My Dentist Day.
I do love my dentist.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Well, is that because he's a buddy of yours?
Yeah, yeah.
Mine keeps changing, my dentist.
Well, I've had to because my dentists keep retiring, you sons of bitches.
Yeah, like, I don't know why, but I've had 3 dentists in the last, like, 4 years.
Yeah.
Just keep rotating.
Shout out, by the way, to Gillespie Dental in Vancouver. Great guys I went to high school with. And then my one of my very best friends in the entire world is Dr. Jeremy Dixon, dentist to the stars.
Yeah, he's great.
But now he's retired and rich, and so... Right.
He was my former dentist. He did my... Jeremy did my root canal.
Yeah, one of the best dudes you'll ever meet. In fact, that's who I'm going to Bandon with.
A fine root canal.
Yeah. But now he does not... You don't want him in your mouth anymore.
He doesn't practice.
Nah, he's not.
You don't want him in your mouth anymore.
You don't want it.
My new dentist is great.
He lives down in Bend now, and he just does rich guy things.
I think they're forcing a crown on me that I don't need.
I don't think that's the case.
I just went in there the other day for a teeth cleaning.
Yeah.
You know, COVID cleaning.
Yeah.
And so you had masked up and then the whole protocol and everything. And then he was like, oh, yeah, we're going to need to put a crown on that. I'm like, wait, what? You've never mentioned anything about that tooth before ever. I think he's just trying to get money.
See,
it's like $500.
See, and that's with insurance.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm pissed.
See, I've got the exact opposite. They've been telling me for 2 years that I need a crown. And every time I go in, they're like, you know, we'll keep an eye on it, but you really need to get it done. But each time, every 6 months I go in there, they don't tell me that it's necessary, but that eventually it's going to be. I've been putting that thing off for 2 years.
Great. I'm going to take that.
Take that advice and just keep rolling with it.
Yep.
I figure one day I'm going to go in there and Dr. Greg's going to be like, hey, no S. This is getting done now. And then I'll be like, all right. But as long as it's just a suggestion, I'll tell you what my other suggestion is. I'm getting the hell out of here.
Well, they were like, hey, do you want to do it today? I'm like, hell no, I don't want to do it today.
You got to like build up.
So then you go out to the front desk and like, okay, let's get that on the books.
Yeah,
November.
Yeah, I just shoved
that. Sir, that's probably a little far out. Okay, fine, September.
You know what I do? Because they do that to me too. They're like, when can we get it on the books? I drop this one. You know what? I'm going to have to call back when I know my schedule more in advance.
Yes.
So I'll give you guys a call.
I'm full till 2029.
Yes, I've been pushing that booking off legitimately 2+ years.
No curfew tonight. From Ted Wheeler.
Let's party!
Last night was largely peaceful protests in Portland. Ted Wheeler, our mayor, says a significant shift in the tone of the demonstrations is what has led him to not place a curfew out there tonight.
And by the way, I will give the good people of Portland an attaboy because, look, there's a lot of ugliness going on out there and on a national stage, and good for them for not letting jackasses hijack your protests. I saw a couple times last night some videos where guys were trying, or gals, were trying to start ass, and the group policed themselves and shut that down and was like, that's not how we're doing it. And I think that was an example to the rest of the country. And I think last night in Portland was a real good look for the city. And so I want to tell all those people out there, and there were thousands out there, self-policing your group like that, kudos to you.
Meanwhile, Ted Wheeler and Kate Brown continue to hate each other.
Well, that goes without.
This is not great leadership. Both of you, calm down. God.
Dogs and cats living together. Well, mass hysteria.
And they're fighting about things that no one cares about. Like, he is saying
calm
that
down.
She mischaracterized how he wanted to use the National Guard.
Yes, so
who cares?
He asked for the National Guard, but he's saying he only asked for the National Guard to protect buildings, not to deal with the protesters. Yes,
shut
for
up.
The National Guard. What's
Come
wrong
on.
With that?
Unite.
Yes.
We need you.
They weren't cracking skulls last night. It was a good night.
Right.
Can't we all just high five and take like a small like window of like, hey, we did well last night.
Except that Oregon lost its first person to COVID under 40.
Oh.
36-year-old woman in Multnomah County died of COVID. So I can go ahead and throw a wet blanket on everything you just said there.
Yeah.
With that. She did have underlying health conditions. Kate Brown. Oh, wait. One other COVID thing. 13 cases of COVID at Bob's Red Mill.
Really?
You ever been out to Bob's Red Mill?
I've driven by it 100 times. I've never gone in.
You never been in there?
Clackamas County, right?
Yeah, Clackamas County. That's over, right by my dentist.
It's over by the A-Crop.
It's a little too close for comfort.
Not that I know, but, you know.
By the A-Crop?
Is that out there?
And Casa Diablo, too.
Yeah, right?
It's kind of out in that general direction.
Kind of that general direction. Sort of,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's not too far.
Not that
when's that going to reopen?
I think
is that
that's
phase 30.
I was going to say something else about a number, but I won't. It's just in a different phase.
You were going to say 69.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't.
Mike, are we why that do you got to go there? Yeah, Mike, come on. We're better than that.
Jeez.
Because everyone was thinking it.
Here on this
need
show.
To pretend like you weren't.
It's ridiculous.
Be braver,
it
Sue.
Is ridiculous.
Show more courage.
I'm offended.
Undo P.
Show more whimsy.
Undo P.
But no, I don't. What's the...
Yeah, Bob's Red Mill.
Have you? What is? What happens in they the
have,
Red Mill?
Well, it's a store, and then they have
they mill the color red.
No, and then they have like food. You can sit down and eat.
Okay, I didn't know if
restaurant.
That was, I didn't know if that was a restaurant. If it was more just like a,
it's both
a bakery sort of thing.
No, it's a store.
Okay, is it like the Cracker Barrel then?
Well, they also sell the product, right? Like
yeah.
You see it on
yeah.
shelves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You shop there, like
you can eat there,
or you can also go through their line and eat there.
Okay. And you can catch COVID there.
Apparently, yes, you could potentially catch COVID there if you'd like. 13 cases.
It is weird of how many times you drive by a place. I have been by that place 100 times in my life, and I've never once.
It's quite prominent.
I've never once.
Been in there?
Been in there or even had the thought of, hey, I should go check out what's happening there.
Ooh, somebody, our reporters on the street are saying they saw cars out at the A-Crop today.
What?
What? How do you feel about that?
What do you think? Strip clubs were in part of phase one.
They're in there. Oh, they're in there. All right. Coming up next, Kate Brown rolling heads. And we'll have an update on who is now headed to phase two of reopening.
By the way, this is my favorite text so far. Making dental appointments is like college football scheduling. How about a home and home in 2029 and 2031? And we'll both be surprised when one of us backs out of it. Exactly.
That's a deal.
That is a great,
that's
great
money.
Text.
That's very true. All right. More next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. We mentioned as protests are going on again tonight all around the country and the world for that matter.
Yeah.
There is no curfew in Portland. So I'm guessing they'll be back out there again tonight. But hey, if it was as peaceful as last night, Wheeler's like, good on you.
Yeah. I went for a walk last night and I had that thought. I was like, does Vancouver have a curfew? Like, I was, like, Vancouver, I was...
You would have been alerted if they did.
Yeah, I hadn't seen
any... It popped on our phones yesterday when we were here.
I haven't seen anything about what the Couve has going on as far as this. I didn't know. I
just, like, man, you guys get so ignored.
I know.
Because just, you're Washington and they just don't care about you.
No, it is honestly the weirdest thing living in Clark County because, like, I work in Portland. Most of the places I go, like, for entertainment, even for food, are over in Portland. But you're not... part of Portland. It's very strange. Like
part of Portland.
We're Puerto Rico, right? It's like, yeah, we're part of the United States, but a lot of people don't really recognize that. It's kind of strange. I feel like we should be annexed.
By the way,
there should be some sort of little, I mean, a little carve out there.
Yeah, like your own little DC.
Yeah.
The new DC.
There you go.
A lot of people are texting in about the strip clubs that they're moving to open.
What?
Depending on the counties. I just don't understand how that's, you know, considering what goes on in there.
That's really a thing? Like, that's opening? Someone's saying that...
Maybe masked up, you're all good.
Someone's saying
Kate Brown.
One of the... I don't know what this is. The Gold Club?
Gold Club?
Never heard of it. It's on McLaughlin, and it's been open since Saturday, and the parking lot has been packed.
So a strip club on McLaughlin is open.
I don't know. According to this texter, it is.
Wow.
And saying that it's packed. I
don't
know.
Not know that.
I haven't even... Well, it's not like I'm a frequenter or anything, but I can't... I would assume that that's like the last place that would be open. Like, if you want an outbreak, right? Isn't that the place to go? I figure you're going to one of those places if you want to catch COVID. You're like, you know what? I just want to get it out of the way now and build the antibodies. All right, let's just... Let's head to the peeler joint and get this over with.
Well, to be fair, that's probably the place that most people would least care about masks being on faces.
There you go.
Might be a good thing, too. You know?
Yeah. Maybe.
You know?
Depending.
In some cases, maybe.
20 Oregon counties, including Deschutes, have now applied for Phase 2 reopening. What does this mean?
That was fast.
Yeah. Well, they made it the 21 days.
Yeah. I don't remember what Phase 2 is.
Under Phase 2, counties may increase gathering size up to 100 with physical distancing.
Wow.
They may also allow some office work to increase and begin to allow visitation to nursing homes.
Oh, okay.
So those are just some of the things.
Those are just some of the big...
Meanwhile,
the big
Multnomah County
in Phase 2
still hasn't applied.
Well, June 5th,
for Phase
1. I think June 5th, and the hope is that June 12th, Phase 1 will begin.
Clark County's
stuck in Phase 1. Every now and then I go on the website
they
and it
says...
They
have to reapply now.
Yeah, it just says, well, we're waiting on Phase 2. We thought Phase 2 was happening, and then the fruit plant got us. So now we're in a holding pattern over Phase 1.
And finally, Bill, Kate Brown asked for and received Kay Erickson's resignation. And you may ask, who is Kay Erickson?
I will ask.
She's the head of the employment department at the state level.
Oh.
You may have heard what's going on there. No?
No. What is it? Refresh my memory?
I will. And I'll do that right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Their computer system is from the 90s. And they cannot keep up with the number of jobless claims, which I believe in the state they're saying it's over 440,000 and the unemployment rate's over 14%. So I guess they got $86 million of federal funding to upgrade their computer system like 12 years ago,
and
10 years ago.
Didn't?
Well, they're doing it, but it's not supposed to be done until 2025.
What?
So what? The department says, yeah.
So like, 17 total years?
Yes.
To upgrade a computer system.
Yeah, for $86 million, which seems mighty expensive. But I don't know. We don't know all the ins and outs.
Sure.
The department says that they have a 10-week backlog for jobless claims that require further, what do you call it? Like they have to look into it further. So yeah. there are some claims that they need to dig into more before they pay them. But basically half of the people that are sitting out there with jobless claims
aren't
getting anything.
I've heard this.
And Kay Erickson is the one in charge. And so Kate Brown fired her.
Good. I mean, you get $86 million and you need 17 years to upgrade the damn thing? Because I have heard from plenty of people that are like, just they don't know what to do.
You can't get through.
No,
like,
you can't
I guess
through.
You call them and you cannot get through to them.
No.
You and have then
the,
no
and the
recourse.
Website's crashed. And so they're just, you know, people have been out of work for weeks and weeks and weeks.
That's just unacceptable.
Should qualify for unemployment and don't.
Absolutely unacceptable. She should be fired. And she was. Well, she resigned. Kate Brown was polite. Say, hey, you better resign, bitch. And she did.
Someone say, want to be outdated when they finish? Probably.
Yeah. Started
or
15 years ago.
It will be upgraded, much like what we do here at Entercom. When something gets upgraded, it doesn't work.
Does it make you feel better that the top deputy to Kay Erickson, David Gerstenfeld, takes over? He's been there since 2009.
Yeah, Gerstenfeld? I'm not so certain. By the way, that sounds made up. Who's taking over Dave Gerstenfeld? That guy. Yeah, I don't know what... I don't know what to make of that. It's like, hey, the person at top was inept, but the number two person who
really
watched
smart.
It, they're dialed in.
Yeah. So the state's paid out $1.5 billion in jobless benefits since the beginning of March, which is a lot. But there are at least 200,000 claims
Jeez.
That are still out. 200,000
now
that have yet to be paid.
The only thing I'll say is who...
Right.
That is clearly inept, but
yes.
to be fair,
yes.
who the hell could have seen?
No, you couldn't. It's
you
just
know, what
you've got to be
40 million Americans being unemployed.
Of course not, but you've got to be better at running with it.
Sure.
Other states have.
Yeah.
Just unacceptable. There's your In the News, June 2, 2020. Hot 5 at 5 next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.